Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Welcome to Headstand. This is Patrick Widdis with you for the next hour on Cambridge 105. And we started with Eels and Novocaine for the Soul. As usual, an eclectic mix of music and spoken word, though probably more music tonight. A lot of great new music has come through recently, including this from Ana Silveira.
Feel his touch, it's traveled miles with me, I swear. I still feel his touch. Traveling miles with me, I swear.
Rainbows by Anna Silvera from her tremendous debut album The Aviary, available now on annasilvera.bandcamp.com. This is Eric Matthews.
Healing the hay.
Was Needle in the Hay by Elliot Smith featuring Eric Matthews on trumpet, and that features on a compilation album from cashmusic.org, a new site being set up to provide open source digital tools for musicians and labels. As part of a recent fundraising drive, they offered an exclusive compilation for donations of $10 or more. The full compilation is yet to be released, but on the strength of that track, I think it was money well spent. Before that, it was Eric Matthews with one of his own songs, Fanfare, a brilliant and sadly underrated song. This is Bubble Pie. Was Away by Bubble Pie from the album Bathroom Tales, and it was great to hear them in Radom a couple of weeks ago. I've been looking forward to playing this next song since I first heard it. Eros Child, who I interviewed on this show last year with Norman Blake about their duo Johnny, has started a new musical partnership with Mayla Jones of Racehorses called Cousins. Their album First Cousins is out now, and this is I'm a Yellow Bag. Was Eros Child at his best? That was I'm a Yellow Bag from the album First Cousins. You're listening to Headstand on Cambridge 105 with Patrick Widdis. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email headstand@cambridge105.fm or find me on Facebook. Headstand on Cambridge 105 is the name of the group. Here's something from Ivor Cutsler.
Life in a Scotch Sitting Room, Volume 2, Episode 15. One day, my brother took offence. Jumping onto the kitchen bed, he opened the cupboard above, drew himself up, and shut the door. "Where's your brother?" asked my mother when she got back. "Up there," I pointed. "Why?" she queried. We sat. "Why?" she repeated, making the tomato sauce fall over. "I called him a hypocrite," I muttered, looking askant at the jawbox. "Do you know what hypocrite means?" laughed Mother, in spite of herself. Blushing, I shook my head. She lifted the big brush and banged the cupboard. "Come on out, you fool, your supper's getting cold." There was no response, so she shared it out. We all took some, but I had to hand mine back because of the look on my face. During the night, my brother had to come down to do the bathroom. He returned with a cooking apple and his marbles. The first week, we banged before every meal, but he paid no heed, so we stopped. His marbles could be heard at any hour, bouncing off the hollow walls. Sleep was not always easy in the kitchen. At last, he stopped making a noise. About a year later, Father, worried for his son, went up the ladder with a candle. We waited with interest. A rich smell followed the opening of the door. Father's candle scoured the cupboard. Then, blowing it out and holding up an apple core, he turned. "He's not there!" he shouted in surprise. "So that's where it got to," muttered Grandma. Years after, I heard that he'd been seen in Gushet Falls, but it was a rumour.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
The Velvet Underground and Nico there with I'll Be Your Mirror, following Life in the Scotch Sitting Room, Volume 2, Episode 15 by Ivor Cutler. This is Traffic.
Yesterday!
John Peel Cat's Caravan box set, that's Coloured Rain by Traffic. I'm recording this, as always, from my adopted home in Radom, central Poland, on the weekend where the weather has gone from sub-zero temperatures last month to a rather leapfrogging spring and landing straight in summer this weekend. It's been blissfully warm and sunny, and I've enjoyed a few beers on my balcony, listening to music including this from Suhol.
Thank you.
marcando bobeira, correndo sem era nem beira, vivendo de qualquer maneira. Pa 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 pa. Todo mundo marcando bobeira, correndo sem era nem beira, vivendo de qualquer maneira.
Pa 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 pa.
Weather is as fine in Cambridge as it was in Poland when I recorded this show. From Brazil, that's Sabrina Malheiros and Ira Nambiera. Before that, it was Suhov with a track I can't say the name of at this time in the evening, but when this show is uploaded on Mixcloud, you can find the title on the playlist and, of course, listen to the show again. That's on mixcloud.com/headstand. Here's some more poetry.
I'm Pascal Petit, and this is called Self-Portrait with Fire Ants. To visit you, Father, I wear a mask of fire ants. When I sit waiting for you to explain why you abandoned me when I was 8, they file in, their red bodies massing around my eyes, stinging my pupils white until I'm blind. Then they attack my mouth. I try to lick them, but they climb down my gullet, until an entire swarm stings my stomach. While you must become a giant ant-eater, push your long, sticky tongue down my throat, as you once did to my baby brother, French kissing him while he pretended to sleep. I can't remember what you did to me, but the ants know.
Thank you.
That's the Mountaineering Club, a live version of The Voyage from the album Yet Death Must Come One Day and The Hour of Our Departure Could Scarcely Be More Glorious. An album of remixes and alternate takes of tracks from the album A Star on Such a Night is Full of Promise. This is JFG and The Irregulars. Keep Away From My Doorstep by JFG and The Irregulars from the album Berlin Bordeaux. This is Cambridge band The Scissors.
Dancing.
Come With Me, a new track by The Scissors, which you can find on the new compilation Rocket to Romsey, released by Repeat in aid of Love Music Hate Racism. I must try and get hold of a copy of that and play more tracks from it. This is Luke Wright.
Granite skies weep on commuter belt towns, as middle-aged men with grey temple tufts have sweaty nightmares, the length of commercial breaks, in which they are herded through underground rooms. Where a cold disregard is all that remains, it's like Rousseau said, man is born free, but everywhere he is on trains. And it wears you down, counting your decades on more than one hand. Generation games, how many landmarks can you remember? The M25, a sewage plant, the M25, the factories at Whittam, the M25, a row of shops, the M25, the M25, until you start to think, I'm not really alive. But come the Easter weekend, the crow's feet crease. A glorious Thursday night logging out. He begins to taste the rapturous peace from before the dreadful daylight began. Cynics, take heed if you think hobbies are sad. Cause who's that? Pulling his house behind him. Blimey, it's only camping dad. So, ta-ta mobile, au revoir to touching in his Oyster card. There's the great outdoors. Regard, here comes camping dad. Nice to meet you. How do you do? Who likes those lovely gardens at Kew? A bike ride is nice. Don't argue, it's true. Phew, I'm camping dad. Power cables, jubilee clips, sandals and socks, hands on hips. Well, 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 if the sun outfits, quick, it's camping dad. At night he slowly sips his bass, he burns the bangers, mum drowns the mash. Hey, now we're cooking on camping gas. He says that every night. And he's plenty to add about the Tetra Pack. A damn clever piece of packaging that. Deserved his money, that rousing chap. Fact, camping dad. For once, he's happy to get his hands dirty. He's recaptured his youth. He feels about 30 out in the wild. Well, a campsite in Chertsey, curtsy. Camping dad. Near 80 and he's still inquisitive. Look, a landmark. Let's go visit it. How's about that? Splendid, isn't it? Live a bit with camping dad. So what does camping dad appreciate? Middle-class vigilantes. What does camping dad appreciate? A gently warm Chianti. What does camping dad appreciate? Organised games and fun. What does camping dad appreciate? Camping mum's bum. Whoops. But camping dad does not condone drug use. I mean, what's the point? When you can roll down a hill or smell fresh cut grass. Who'd want a joint? Take your ecstasy and shove it up your... And whilst we're on the subject, camping dad does not appreciate sulky teen. It's a nice holiday. Why must you always spoil it? Take that ridiculous fringe out of your eyes. Oh, don't be ludicrous. Of course you're not an emu. But then at night, when he's asleep, sulky teen still looks so sweet. And camping dad can recall a time when he could fit him in one hand, when his world still felt so small. Because it's a shame, you know, how things change. If only life and work would fold away like a sofa in a motorhome. No woes, just a pocket of 50p's. Camping dad feels uneasy about fun pubs and credit cards and shopping malls and Grazia. He thinks all the glitz of Formula One distracts from the excellent engineering. John Gray, PhD, told me that men like to retreat into their caves. And with a world of endless macadam out there, the indicators tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. And the perpetual toe. I ask you, fellas, what would you do if you had a cave on wheels with its own chemical loo?
That was Luke Wright, and we're reaching the end of another show. You've been listening to Headstand with Patrick Widdis. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for more music and spoken word with Evening Under Lamplight coming up after this from Eat Static. This is Destiny. Good night.
space.